We continue to branch out of the four walls of our churches to pray for those in our community to get that kind of mindset. We need to focus on asking God to help us get out, get to know, listen and learn, and build authentic relationships in our area. A key is to intentionally look for where God is already at work and join Him. So let's pray we have eyes to see and ears to hear where the Spirit is moving and join arms. Father, we thank you that you want us to get out and get to know. You say we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. May that be our cry, that we pray and go to people with this desire to see them reconciled to you, Father God. Help us to get out in our neighborhood, to walk the streets, to map the area, to record our observations, to note how the community is changing, to assess community needs and assets, to consider what are the needs of our context, who are our neighbors, and how can we better serve them. Help us to be attuned to where, God, you are already at work in our community. Then help us to listen and learn. As you say in James 1:19, take note of this, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Help us to know the ministries that truly bless a community often arise out of conversations where we listen for the hopes and dreams of people in our community. Perhaps we could take surveys and ask them what they feel the pulse is. That we could interview residents of the community, sit in a park, diner, or coffee house, and ask them what are their challenges, hopes, longings, and dreams. To get to know and pray for the major public officials that we have listed at our website for every city in our county. They are people with tremendous influence. They need to know of our church's commitment to the community. Help us to communicate that to them. Help us to involve many people from our church in the work and holding one another accountable to the task of engaging and learning from others. Now we help us to discern the clusters of issues and concerns that arise from these conversations. We might actually see patterns. And Father, we ask what issues, suffering, injustices, or brokenness is occurring in our community that we could address. And then we ask, God, you would help us to build authentic relationships, that we would do this out of love for one another with brotherly affection, outdoing one another and showing honor, Romans 12. We would strive for meaningful engagement with others, not superficial gestures. And that we would make sure we are reaching out to people for the right reasons. If our motive is simply to get them to come to church, people will see through it, as you know, Lord. May it be done out of compassion, love, and because we have the best news that gives life. In Jesus' name.